From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The search continues for the so-called black boxes from Egypt Air Flight 804. Investigators say that smoke was detected inside the Airbus A320 minutes before it plunged into the Mediterranean Sea Thursday. The signals were sent by the so-called ACAR system, which transmits maintenance and fault data to airline operators. The latest information does offer some clues, but no answers as to what might have happened to the doomed flight. In Paris, where the flight originated, French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault said that no theory for the cause of the crash is being ruled out. He said, "At this time, all theories are being examined and none is favored. Our objective is twofold, solidarity with the families, but also transparency in relation to the circumstances of the disappearance of the aircraft." Egypt's military released pictures of wreckage, including a pink bag, a life vest, shredded seat covers, and mangled debris showing the Egypt Air name. The flight recorders still need to be recovered from the bottom of the Mediterranean. U.S. President Barack Obama is on his way for a week-long visit to Vietnam and Japan, his 10th trip to Asia since taking office. White House officials say the president's visit is intended to demonstrate the ongoing U.S. commitment to rebalancing relations with the nations of Asia and the Pacific. During his time in Japan, the president will stop at Hiroshima, where the world's first atomic bomb was detonated shortly before Japan surrendered to the United States to end World War II. This is VOA News. A suspected U.S. coalition airstrike has killed 7 people in a village occupied by the so-called Islamic State group in Syria. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that the planes attacked the village of Ashraf late Friday. 7 family members, including 5 women and a child, died in the attack. It says the planes were seen to cross into Syrian airspace from Turkey. The local coordination committee activist network said 10 people were killed in the bombings. Ashraf is about 8 kilometers from the contested town of Moraya. The combined joint task force is quoted in media reports as saying that coalition aircraft struck an ISIL tactical unit and 3 ISIL command and control nodes near Moraya. The statement said coalition aircraft conducted 7 airstrikes in Syria and 18 in Iraq. Baghdad's fortified international zone is calm but tense on Saturday following Friday's violence by protesters who stormed the area. The city awoke to the early morning sound of helicopters, many of them heading in and out of the highly secured section where Iraq's government buildings are located. Many of the protesters were followers of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who has come out in support of what he describes as the people's revolution against the government. Cyclone Roanu swept across the southeastern coast of Bangladesh on Saturday, forcing an estimated 500,000 people from their homes. Tidal surges of up to 2 meters and floods killed at least 20 people. VOA reporters in the area saw hundreds of homes destroyed or heavily damaged and thousands of trees uprooted by high winds and water. Authorities said that 500,000 residents of low-lying areas in the south and southeast were relocated to shelters. Some began returning to their homes late Saturday after the cyclone's winds lessened in intensity. The NATO-led military coalition in Afghanistan says a suicide bomber struck one of its vehicles north of Kabul Saturday but caused no casualties to its personnel. The attack occurred in Bagram District, which hosts the largest U.S. military airbase in Afghanistan, about 55 kilometers from the Afghan capital. And according to a statement from the NATO-led coalition, Resolute Support can confirm that one coalition vehicle was struck by a personnel-borne IED, but there were no injuries to coalition personnel involved. For more on these stories, please log on to our website. That's voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.